Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents When Someone You Love is Bipolar, Help and Support for You and Your Partner by Cynthia G. Last, Ph.D. Narrated by Callie Bollier. Foreword. It was a Friday night in early spring, and I had just returned from a long business trip. Out for a quiet, relaxing dinner with friends, I glanced around the restaurant and caught sight of her. A mutual friend introduced us, and as they say, that was the beginning. I waited a couple of days, and then called Cynthia. Our first date was magical, and as it drew to a close, we made plans for the next night. From that point on, we were together almost every night. We grew very close in a short period of time, and soon my feelings turned into love, and I knew that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this incredible woman. She was everything I had ever hoped for in a mate. Beautiful, intelligent, affectionate, spontaneous, exuberant, bursting with passion and enthusiasm for life. I felt very fortunate indeed. But during the early years of our marriage, Cynthia's mood would, at times, shift rapidly, seemingly for no reason. It was hard to understand. In a matter of minutes, she would go from warm and bubbly to angry and argumentative, and then, hours later, she would be back to her normal self. There were also the occasional down periods that came on more gradually and lasted for days at a time. Sometimes I thought Cynthia was just being difficult, spoiled, or self-centered. Other times I worried that perhaps her feelings for me had changed. But as the mood swings became more frequent and intense, it became clear that something was terribly wrong. I remember one of those awful days when my wife, tears streaming down her face, pleaded with me to please take it away, telling me emphatically, "I don't want to be this way." My heart still breaks every time I recall the helpless look on her face. It was then that I realized how much Cynthia was suffering and that we had to get help. Although we sought professional help and the doctors put forth their best efforts, it took quite a while for their hard work to pay off. Part of this was due to my wife's reluctance to accept that she had bipolar disorder. To be honest, I had trouble accepting it too. I think it was because the version of bipolar disorder that Cynthia has, a relatively mild type, known as type 2, doesn't appear the way the illness is portrayed in movies and on TV with full-blown, out-of-control behavior. Instead, it includes a less severe form of mania known as hypomania that sometimes is subtle and hard for even experienced mental health professionals to pinpoint. But as the evidence in favor of the type 2 bipolar diagnosis mounted, Cynthia eventually came to accept it, and so did I. In a way, I was relieved. It meant my wife's feelings for me hadn't changed, that it wasn't our relationship that was the problem. It was an illness that was causing her to act the way she did. Unfortunately, after we both accepted the diagnosis, we still had more obstacles ahead. Cynthia didn't have a positive response to most of the drugs typically used to treat bipolar disorder, so it took several doctors, trials of numerous medications, and many years to get the right medications in place. The fact that we did get there, to a regimen that has kept Cynthia on an even keel for years, was also due, in part, to both of our efforts. At my suggestion, because I understood my wife's high regard for quantifying problems, Cynthia religiously charted her daily drug dosages and moods to figure out which medications were working. And although it wasn't always easy to be optimistic in the face of the many disappointments we experienced, I never gave up hope that we would find an effective treatment and continued to encourage my wife. Ultimately, we had the satisfaction of knowing that together we had made our own contribution to finding the treatment that has done Cynthia so much good. But it wasn't only the medication that helped stabilize Cynthia's mood. My wife and I have taken other steps together as a couple, too. One really beneficial discovery was how critical it is to avoid or minimize, whenever possible, situations, events, or circumstances that are likely to cause mood problems. Knowing my wife as well as I do, because of the ongoing open and honest communication we have, I'm aware of Cynthia's triggers and am able to navigate her away from them, just like someone would steer a person walking on crutches away from cracks in the sidewalk. I do this now without even thinking, because it has become part of our routine. I'm not suggesting that I haven't made sacrifices to help my wife manage her illness. They are, however, minor, and most of them have involved making lifestyle changes. For example, as you'll learn in this book, following a set routine is very important to mood stability, which means travel is often a problem for people with bipolar disorder. So Cynthia and I don't take trips that involve extensive travel as much as I'd like. Instead, we frequently take day trips to places we haven't been before. That way, our sense of adventure doesn't go entirely unfulfilled. We also don't stay at parties as late as I want to. We don't decline invitations, we just leave an hour or two before we might have in the past, because Cynthia and I know that a consistent sleep schedule is so vital to mood stability. Small modifications like this often produce such large gains that it's difficult to believe they ever seemed like hardships at all. During the years that Cynthia was having frequent mood episodes, we had spotty social lives. Consequently, there were few people I could turn to when I felt alone. But to tell you the truth, I found the best coping strategy for me actually wasn't to talk to other people. It was to devote time to my hobbies and interests, which allowed me to take a mental break. Everyone has to find a way to let off steam and refuel in the face of a challenge like bipolar disorder. I found mine in the activities I had always found rejuvenating, and they retained their positive power for me, in part because my wife never failed to remind me how important it was that I preserve that part of my life. So I did, and still do. In turn, I encourage and support Cynthia's dedication to her work. Cynthia's professional life, her practice as a clinical psychologist, her research, her writing, has always been a source of fulfillment and joy for her. And to her good fortune, her career has flourished over the years despite her illness. For example, even in the depth of a severe depression many years ago, Cynthia wrote what turned out to be an award-winning research grant. I think, in a way, that her work at times provided her an escape from herself, much in the same way that my hobbies generated a distraction for me. Knowing this, we unfailingly support each other's efforts to pursue personal and professional growth and fulfillment. Bipolar disorder is a fact of our life together, but it has never been our whole life together. We lead separate lives as individuals with our own interests and goals, and we protect our life as a couple as well. I firmly believe that my wife's having bipolar illness has made us much closer and stronger as a couple because of how we have had to come together to fight this dragon. We are very appreciative of the good times and of each other. We virtually never take each other for granted. I also believe that I'm a better person because of having to help my wife with this illness. I've learned to listen, to be compassionate, and to give of myself from the heart without necessarily expecting anything in return. Cynthia and I have been together now for 22 years and celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary last fall. Although each of us received several gifts on that special day, the best gift of all was the one we had created together. With a lot of love and hard work, the two of us have been able to achieve a stable and wonderful life. We've refused to let bipolar disorder take over our relationship. My wife has written this book so that you and your partner can benefit from all that we've learned. If only we had had a book like this to help guide us along the way, I know both of us would have suffered much less. As they say, although life and love are never easy, it's the reward that makes the effort worthwhile. Put in the effort, and reap the reward of a stable and wonderful life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?